What would you recommend I could do to help myself fear death less?
Yeah, that's also to, so the question being to fear death less, what can be done? Yeah, just according to the Buddhist teachings, usually to fear death less, we talk about virtue, or what we call sila, and sila being the greatest protection, because in terms of death, there's some sort of, there's an intuitive fear that we have about death. So there's, like we might have regret, or we might have remorse, so the Buddha's recognizing that and saying, well, the best way to die is to die without regrets. And so to be living our life in a way that we don't have regret and remorse, setting that intention to live in a way that's upright with a lot of integrity, and that actually can help quite a bit. According to the scriptures, someone who's attained the first stage of awakening, the stream entry, that first stage of insight where you see impermanence very, very clearly, you see that the body and the mind is itself, you know, impermanence, and that deep insight into impermanence, they say that the fear of death falls away at that time, when one sees very, very clearly into impermanence, or the unsatisfactory nature of the human condition. But that's also very conceptual. So, like, we usually take it back to virtue and integrity, and then living in that way can actually help quite a bit. We do death contemplation is a very big contemplation in Buddhism, but we don't want to do death contemplation to the point where we feel really afraid or morose. That's not the aim of it. The aim of it is to bring us back into the present and not be lost too much in the future or proliferating about the past either. So the death contemplation is for bringing us back into the present, to that present moment awareness. But yeah, usually just that focus on honesty as well. Honesty, integrity. I don't know if Lungpur has anything to say about that as well. We've got a few more minutes.
I don't actually have much more to say, because it's a really important sort of perspective to recognize, is that, you know, so much of our fear of death, worry about death is around, you know, what have I left incomplete, or what have I not got, what am I missing, and then that ability to return to the recollection that lived really skillfully. I don't have remorse. I don't have regret. I don't have an over inflated expectation of anything. So it's also that seeing things clearly, and particularly seeing that so much of our dissatisfaction or fear comes from trying to get or trying to be what we aren't, and as that's seen more clearly, then there isn't really a basis for fear or worry, and then also that aspect of what Ajahn Yaniko referred to as the that initial liberating insight into Dhamma is also the insight into personality and identity. When we see that all of the things that we build our personal identity with are all impermanent, unsatisfactory, not self, then there's a great relief where the burden of trying to prop up an identity with in one way, shape, or form, or trying to run away from a particular identity in one way, shape, or form, those are all constructs that don't really have any substance to them. So then in that scene, then you know, when you realize, yeah, there's nothing to fear, and there's an ease and a well-being and kindness and compassion that we can take as a bottom line rather than fear and worry.